I think young people today are no different than young people at any other time in history. It's just that there seems so much against a sustained living of the faith these days. So I think it's harder to make an option to be a Christian, to be a Catholic in this day and age. However, I think young people are really open to it. If the language is right, and if the faith that we know and that we treasure is translated into a language that young people understand. And that begins with listening. You have to take young people where they are, just where they are, with all of the joys that they have, with all of the challenges, sometimes with the brokenness that they carry. We start with everybody where they are. And I think that's exactly as Jesus would have wanted it. I don't think he chose who he spoke to or who he didn't spoke to. He had strong views about certain things, that's clear, but most particularly he welcomed people, and especially those in the margins, especially those in irregular situations.
In what sort of ways are young people today expressing their faith? Are the traditional expressions still relevant, or have they gone for something completely different?
Have they gone for something completely different? No, I don't think so. I think the old formula of a good celebration, particularly at liturgy, is still a really important thing. For example, I'm involved in the celebration of a gospel choir mass every Sunday in Gardiner Street Parish in Dublin city centre. And there, young people come in their droves because of what we call the formula of three good things. Good preaching, a good welcome, and great music. And I think once you get those three right, once your people can feel they can express their faith in modern song and dance, if people feel that they're welcomed when they come in and that their contribution is important, and then finally, if you're saying something that smacks of the truth, I think that young people respond readily and openly and commit themselves in all sorts of creative and different ways.
What sort of initiatives, in your opinion, could the church look at as ways of reaching out to young people? Many things have been tried, but is there anything in particular in your view that could be looked at, especially for parishes now that might be listening?
Well, I think definitely music. It's still the case that if your music is appealing and if it is good deep roots, that when we sing we pray twice. Somehow we're released in community to celebrate together, and then also we can connect with God who is present there for us, especially in community. I think also listening to younger people, really listening, and not just coming as we are, but saying that we can change and we can adapt, so that a church may have all sorts of different structures, may have beautiful buildings, may have all sorts of parish organizations, but is it really meeting the needs and the desires of the younger members of that parish? And I think really concentrating on that can bring forth great fruits in young people.
And finally, Ireland in 2005 is very individualistic and definitely very much into consumerism, and consumerism is nearly a religious experience in many ways for people. So for youth today, what has Jesus Christ got to offer them in the middle of all this?
Pope Benedict said recently, and it's on a prayer card I read somewhere, choosing Christ means you lose nothing, absolutely nothing, nothing of what is good about life. I think he's so right. I think that choosing Christ is the fundamental option that young people, old people, everybody is called to make. And I think that choosing Christ above everything can bring extraordinary benefits and good things to your life. It doesn't avoid the difficulties of life, but it offers a way of working through that, and especially a way of connecting with a love that is beyond all telling, a love that is transformative and beautiful, and that can really offer a way to live and to enjoy, but also understand the different things that life brings.